From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A spokesperson for South Korea's Unification Ministry said on Friday morning that North Korea has accepted Seoul's offer to meet at the border village of Panmunjom to discuss Olympic cooperation and how to improve overall ties. The meeting will be next Tuesday, January 9th. The North's announcement on Friday came shortly after the United States and South Korea decided to delay joint military exercises until after the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics next month. The United States is pledging support for protesters in Iran, condemning Iranian officials for a crackdown that has left 21 people dead and more than 1,000 others under arrest. A White House official on Thursday said the U.S. would seek to impose new sanctions against those responsible for stifling protests that began last week. And at the U.N., U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley has requested an emergency U.N. meeting on Friday to discuss the situation in Iran. A passenger train burst into flames after striking a truck in rural South Africa, killing at least 18 people and injuring about 260 others. Mthuthuzile Swarts is acting CEO of the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa.
What happened here today is that a truck driver failed to observe the rules of a level crossing. He was driving a huge truck and towing another truck behind him, another trailer behind him, and therefore he was racing, wanting to beat the train at a level crossing. And this is what led to this tragedy.
Local police are still investigating the crash. For more on this and other top stories, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. The United States says it is suspending security aid assistance to Pakistan until the country takes action against terrorist organizations, including the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani Network, a move that was quickly criticized by Islamabad. The decision reflects the Trump administration's continued frustration. But Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S. on Thursday warned of the danger of suspending the security aid, saying Islamabad has contributed greatly to a U.S.-led counterterrorism effort and to stabilizing neighboring Afghanistan. Azizaz Ahmad Chaudhry is Pakistani ambassador to the U.S.
We should not be on the collision course. That's the point we want to make, because I think if we move in that direction, both countries will drift apart. And I do not think that it is in the interest of either state to drift apart.
The United States has put on hold a separate $255 million, which provides Pakistan money with which to buy U.S. military equipment. Thursday's announcement is in addition to that suspension. In a move that angers environmentalists, the U.S. Department of the Interior is planning to open up nearly all of America's coastal waters to oil drilling, including areas off California and Florida. The proposed five-year plan released is much more expansive than one issued by President Donald Trump in April of last year. Ryan Zinke is U.S. Secretary of the Interior.
This is a start on looking at American energy dominance and looking at our offshore assets and beginning of a dialogue of when, how, where, and how fast those offshore assets should be or could be developed.
The draft plan would allow for the sale of drilling leases in 25 of the nation's 26 offshore planning areas, including the Arctic, Pacific, and Atlantic oceans. The Trump administration does have a tough sell ahead, though, given two high-profile spills in recent years in California and the Gulf of Mexico, which killed marine life and jolted local economies. A lawyer for President Trump on Thursday sought to block publication of a book, contending it is defamatory and libelous. In the most controversial passages of the book, former advisor Steve Bannon is quoted as saying he thought it was treasonous and unpatriotic that campaign officials, including some of Trump's family, attended a meeting with Russians in the midst of the campaign at Trump Tower in New York. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.